Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's about the right candidate. And when we find the person we think is the right one to lead this program and have the right conversations with him, that's all that matters. If that happens tomorrow or weeks from now, that's fine. This is about getting the right person.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of the Score. That's the voice of Jack Swarbrick, the director of athletics, I guess. I don't want to call him the athletic director at Notre Dame, and he's talking about the search for a coach earlier in this week. Obviously, the search is over. And Marcus Freeman has been promoted to the head coaching job. And we are delighted to welcome in Tom Lemming. Tom, of course, college football recruiting analyst, co-host of the Lemming Report on CBS Sports Network, the Prep Football Report magazine, editor and founder, and always a joy to talk to Tom. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, I really have been anxious to get an answer to this question, which is, how does the Brian Kelly departure work in terms of recruiting? And how does Marcus Freeman, and I know it just happened, but he seems to be a very energetic and likable young man. How does that influence the team? I mean, it seems as if the recruiting portal and the transfer portal and the recruiting stuff is what all this is about. Why coaches are leaving in the time they are, the December 16th date, and how does that impact all the players around the country?
Well, it impacts greatly, and this is a win-win for Notre Dame. Had they not hired Marcus Freeman, they would have had gone back to square one and really, I think, suffer the next couple of years. They brought him in. You know, he was the top defensive coordinator in the country last year, won the award, and he's an elite coordinator, but also an elite recruiter, something that Notre Dame has not had for 30 years since Vinny Serrato left. And they've had coaches in the past that are good coaches. Brian Kelly's a good, solid coach, but he's not an elite recruiter, and they needed somebody like this. And Notre Dame fans are happy to win 10 games every year, but they're not happy that they haven't won a national title since 1988. And I do think that bringing in an elite recruiter, you'll see Notre Dame's fortune rise exponentially right now. And I think because of Marcus's ability. The key, and a lot of people have always said that Notre Dame, nowadays with their academic standards, will not win a national title. That's really a nonsense. They can recruit 75 of the top 100 players nationally. It always came down to lack of effort. Notre Dame let itself, said the school's going to sell itself. But the great Taylor Bell one time in the Sun-Times did a story on the top 100 players in the country, and over half of them had no idea Notre Dame was even in Indiana. So they have to sell, and what they're going to do with Marcus Freeman, he's going to sell. He's going to bring in elite defensive players starting in 2 weeks. I think the key for them winning a national title is their offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees. I know he felt, at least according to writers, he was restrained by Brian Kelly being an offensive coordinator. Now he's got complete control of the offense. That means he's got to go out and bring in an elite quarterback. And if they get that, they're going to win a national title in the next 3-4 years.
Tom, it was 2003 when you were doing what you do every year so well, the Prep Football Report, and Marcus Freeman was a high school linebacker at Wayne High School in Huber Heights, Ohio. He was a five-star recruit. You wrote about him, and you noticed that he had some unique leadership abilities. What do you remember about that report and what you saw in Marcus Freeman then compared to what you're seeing now as the head football coach at Notre Dame?
Well, Dave, you know, I went and saw him when he was during his junior season in Dayton, which is Huber Heights, is a suburb of. And then I invited him down to the U.S. Army Combine, where I saw him down there. And other ball players kind of gravitated towards him as a 17-year-old, which was unbelievable. And then he looked great in our Army game for the whole week. He was one of the team leaders that January of 2004. And I knew he was going to be something. You know, he was a five-star linebacker, so you knew he was going to be playing in the NFL. He's going to Ohio State. And then I really kind of lost track of him until he got to Cincinnati a few years ago. And again, it was no surprise to me. Marcus has got that oomph, that kind of thing that ball players gravitate towards. And that's why he's such an elite recruiter. Notre Dame is always, and Dave, you know, covering them in the past, that recruiting-wise, they bring in a Jalen Smith or a Manti Te'o, but never enough impact guys to beat Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, schools like that. But he's got that ability now. This class coming in that was going to be destroyed if he wasn't hired, because he was going to leave. Kelly's already gone. Signing day is the 15th. They were going to lose the majority of these players. Now they're going to keep the majority of them. Their 2023 class looks like an elite one already, and that's because of Marcus Freeman. And like I said, the key is Tommy Rees now taking charge of the offense and bringing in elite players to match Marcus Freeman's defensive players. And if he does that, they're going to win a national title. There's no doubt about that. They just need an elite quarterback. They've got a quarterback now who's somewhat slow-footed, and if he plays Alabama and Georgia, that'll be obvious to everyone. But I do think that they bring in a guy with the extraordinary athletic ability. Say you have a Joe Burrow or somebody who won for LSU that way. Notre Dame will win a title in 3-4 years. They're definitely starting to bring in that kind of talent.
So, you know, that's a wonderful thing, but how do you get that guy? When you say it's Tommy Rees, is that him? And, I mean, Tommy's a young man. He's 28, 29, and obviously you got Marcus Freeman's 35. I mean, you've got youth and energy on your side. You got guys that can actually be hands-on, but how do you get guys? How do you make that connection? And you know, can Tommy become an elite recruiter just by working with Marcus Freeman?
Yeah, he wasn't before Marcus, but I do think he's young enough to learn, because I do think that it's all on his shoulders. Marcus will bring in the defensive talent, but like next year, the 2023 class, there's three elite quarterbacks led by Arch Manning. I just filmed with Arch Manning down in New Orleans. He's definitely one of the guys that can lead him to a title. Then there's another guy, Malachi Nelson, who when I saw him late April, early May, I talked to him. His dad brought up the fact that they liked Notre Dame, but Notre Dame hadn't even talked to him yet. So I had mentioned that to one of the coaches there. They called him, offered him in May, but Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma had been talking to him for a year and a half ahead of Notre Dame, and he chose to go to Oklahoma, and now he's going to USC to follow Lincoln Riley there. And the third guy is Dante Moore, the guy that Notre Dame is zooming in on. He's from Martin Luther King High School in Detroit, very elite athlete. He's got a great arm that has to be kind of corralled, but he's got the running ability and the instincts to be that kind of quarterback. So most of it will be falling on Tommy Rees's shoulders, who I think felt restrained under Brian Kelly, who himself was an offensive coordinator. Now that he's got complete control of the offense, it might be good that they bring in a quarterback coach like a lot of schools, like Nick Saban's done, offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach that work hand in hand. One guy just develops the quarterbacks, the other guy runs the entire offense. It takes away pressure from Tommy Rees. That'd be a smart move by Marcus Freeman.
Tom, recruiting is all about potential, and so is coaching. So when we talk about floors and ceilings, why do you think, if you think this, and I sense that you might, why is Notre Dame's ceiling higher with Marcus Freeman, even though its floor might have been higher with Brian Kelly? But the change gives you the capacity and maybe the potential to do something even greater.
That's absolutely true, Dave. And that's the key. Brian Kelly, I've said this not as a joke, but I said it on my show for years. Show me a coach who's a golfer and I'll show you a lousy recruiter, because your hobby has to be recruiting nowadays. Nick Saban set the tone. So did Urban Meyer. So did James Franklin when they're all in the Southeast Conference. Now, Franklin's up in Penn State. Urban brought it to the Big Ten also, that kind of mentality that recruiting is 24 hours a day and 365 days a year. Brian Kelly was not like that. He was good in the house, but the problem is getting him into the house. And Notre Dame, I think golf has killed Notre Dame over the years. Lou Holtz was a golfer, and once Vinny Serrato left for the NFL, you saw after the 93 class left, the 90 class left in 93, you saw a major drop-off in talent for Lou Holtz. He got pushed out. Tyrone Willingham was a golfer enough to where he's teaching golf now, and he did not like to recruit. Brian Kelly's a golfer, did not like to recruit, at least on the level of a Nick Saban or all the Southeast Conference coaches, and now half the Big Ten is doing it. So Marcus Freeman understands that. He's going to be doing it, and I think that's the answer to your question. He is an elite recruiter, and he will be – now that he's the head man, he doesn't have to answer to anyone. He's going to be bringing in those type of athletes that Notre Dame fans will be really excited to see. But on the offensive side of the ball, it's up to Tommy Reese to follow that.
So I guess when I think about the national signing date and all that, does this need to shift or change? Will there be a push for that after what happened with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly? And, you know, as great as Marcus Freeman may be, maybe Notre Dame wanted to wait, but they couldn't wait till January, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's absolutely true. However, there are two signing days, so ball players that feel a little bit antsy about maybe jumping at Notre Dame on December 15th, they have a second chance on the first Wednesday in February to do it again, so they don't have to sign in December. The majority of them, I would say 80 to 90% sign in December, but the other ones that are have second thoughts about different things can wait until the first Wednesday in February. So they do have a backup plan for that. And a good number of ballplayers, when there are coaching changes, and there are every year at this time of the year, those ballplayers will wait until February.
Tom, before we let you go, I have to ask you this. What's the impact in terms of recruiting in the Big Ten on Michigan beating Ohio State finally? And does Jim Harbaugh, is he facing questions about potentially...
Is he a golfer?
or jumping to the NFL... not that Chicago might have an opening or anything, but does he have to face those kind of questions as he recruits?
I don't think anymore. I think he's on a football high right now. And no, he's not a prolific golfer. He likes recruiting. Problem is, a lot of times I notice him out in the East. There's an enormous amount of talent when I'm out in New England, but they started bringing in a lot of guys from there that haven't panned out. But I do think that he puts a lot of effort into recruiting, just a little different type of recruiting. He doesn't go after the elite players that Ohio State, Notre Dame, or Penn State go after a lot of the times. And right now, I think, he's on a recruiting high. He's going to be able to land some big-time ball players next year, because beating Ohio State around Thanksgiving means that the recruiting for 2022 is all done. So you got to wait for the next year's class to go after, and you'll see Michigan rise. They're already having a decent year, but next year they'll have an outstanding year.
Tom, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Really appreciate the insights.
Thanks, Tom. Great talking.
Same here, guys. Take care.
That is Tom Lemming. That is interesting stuff all the way around.
Golf killed Notre Dame. That stands out in what he said. And he had examples, and nobody follows this closer than he does.
Oh, I know.
It's a fascinating thing to consider when you think about the commitment to recruiting and what... You know, it's still, we talk about the NFL all the time. It's about players.
Yeah.
It's a players league.
No question.
And college football, if you get elite talent, no matter how your coach, how good they are on Saturday, it's all about having depth and talent and ability.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.